Unit 5, Lesson C, Exercises 6 and 7. 1.
I don't really pay much attention to the news, I'm afraid. I never switch on the TV just to watch it, as I find it generally too depressing. But I do know more or less what's going on in the world. It's unavoidable, really. I'll listen if the news happens to be on the radio or TV, and I usually hear my parents or friends talking about some big item of news. Then I'll ask questions and find out that way. But otherwise, what's the point of trying to keep up with a war here, a disaster there, or yet another murder? The trouble with the news, in my view, is that it's always bad news that's reported. I wish we could hear some good news for a change. I might listen more then.
2.
Well, I always watch the news at the same time on the same channel every evening before I go to bed. It's become a habit of mine. I prefer to see the same newsreaders too, and I don't like it so much if one of them goes on holiday. If I'm out one evening, then I feel as if I've missed something and I don't know what's going on. They cover more or less the same stories on the radio and in newspapers. That's undeniable, but I don't feel the same about them at all. I like to see the news, not just hear or read about it. I find it helps me remember things better too.
3.
We get a newspaper every day at our house, and I sometimes look at it at breakfast time. But to be honest, I don't pay much attention to the stories on the front page. I don't think they really appeal to people of my age. I like reading the gossip columns and the sports pages. My dad always reads the serious front page stories, but I can't be bothered with them really. Most news doesn't concern me directly or have an effect on my life, so to be honest, I don't make an effort to keep up to date. If something's really important, it'll appear on social media like Facebook, so I'll find out about it then.
4.
I have to say, I'm a news junkie. I like to keep up with the news pretty much all of the time. I'm very interested in politics, you see, and like to keep up with all the goings-on in Parliament as well. I mainly look at news websites. There are lots of news websites now. A quick search will prove that. And most newspapers are online too. So there's no excuse nowadays not to know exactly what's going on. And the great thing about online news is that it's constantly updated. I also listen to the radio in the morning while I'm getting ready for school and having breakfast. I guess I'm pretty unusual. Most of my friends aren't really interested in the news.